Reading from the book of Exodus. The Amalekites came and attacked Israel at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Pick out men for yourself, and tomorrow morning march out to engage Amalek. I, meanwhile, will stand on the hilltop, the staff of the Lord God in my hand." Joshua did as Moses told him and marched out to engage Amalek, while Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. As long as Moses kept his arms raised, Israel had the advantage. When he let his arms fall, the advantage went to Amalek. But Moses' arms grew heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and on this he sat, Aaron and Hur supporting his arms, one on one side, one on the other, and his arms remained firm until the sunset. With the edge of the sword, Joshua cut down Amalek and his people. The word of the Lord.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. You must keep to what you have been taught and know to be true. Remember who your teachers were and how, ever since you were a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures. From these you can learn the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and can profitably be used for teaching, for refuting error, for guiding people's lives, and teaching them to be holy. This is how the man who is dedicated to God becomes fully equipped and ready for any good work. Before God and before Christ Jesus, who is to be judge of the living and the dead, I put this duty to you in the name of his appearing and of his kingdom. Proclaim the message, and welcome or unwelcome, insist on it. Refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience, but do all with patience and with the intention of teaching. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the need to pray continually and never to lose heart. There was a judge in a certain town, he said, who had neither fear of God nor respect for man. In the same town there was a widow who kept on coming to him and saying, "I want justice from you against my enemy." For a long time he refused. But at last he said to himself, "Maybe if I neither fear God nor respect man, but since she keeps pestering me, I must give this widow her just rights, and she will persist, otherwise she will persist and keep coming to me and worrying me to death." And the Lord said, "You notice the unjust judge had to say, 'Now will you not go see justice done to his chosen one who cry to him every day and night, even when he delays to help them?' I promise you, he will see justice done to them and done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on this earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the gospel is all about consistent prayer. Pray continuously. Actually, there is a story, a man who had regularly prayed for many, many years. And one day he doubted, or he began to doubt, whether God is hearing my prayer. And he said himself, "No, this is enough. Nothing is going to work." He asked God, "Are you really hearing my prayer?" All of a sudden, in a thunder voice, he heard, "Yes, I hear your prayer. What you have to do is, I want you to help the needy, proclaim the gospel, and give your life for the cause of peace." And the man said, "This is too much. This is not what I was praying for." And the man asked, "Actually, God, I was checking to see if you were there. That was only my intention." And the voice came from heaven, "That's all right. I was only checking to see if you were there." So the prayer, I'm not exploring what is the need of prayer, but the gospel said about pray continuously. The first reading is so beautiful. It is a war between the Amalekites and the Israelites. Moses said to Joshua, go and lead this team and go for war. What I will do, I will take the staff of God in my hand, I will pray. And the next thing is so important. Moses, Hur, they went to the mountain. Aaron was with them. So Moses, Aaron, and Hur, three people. Three people went to mountain. The other side, Joshua and his team is in war. Moses was praying, holding his hand like this. From morning, and the Bible says that whenever Moses, when Moses kept his arms raised, Israel had the advantage. When he let his arms fall, the advantage went to Amalek. And then again, Moses was tired. From morning till evening, holding his hand like this. Impossible. Aaron and Ur, they put a stone under back of him so that he may stand, he may sit. And even then tired, then Aaron called one hand and Ur another hand. They were holding their hands, hands of Moses from morning till evening. And then the last word, it says, the arms remained firm till sunset, and the Israelite won. This is what the continuous prayer. This is what, it's a history. It's not a story, it's a history. So it says we need to pray continuous. It does not mean that 24/7 we need to kneel and pray. No, it says take hold of God in all things, in all situations. It's just like a weed. Actually, consistent prayer is something like pulling weeds. We don't like to do. It's a very hard work. But unless we don't pull the weed, it will come again and again. So unless we use constantly prayer, our lives and the lives of those whom we love will not be as productive and abundant. Or it's just like a mother and child relationship. You know, a child roses and slightly began to cry. The mother is in the kitchen. He may not, or she may not go very soon. And then again the child cries little more. Then I don't think even then the mother won't go, because she will carry on her own duty, her own work in the kitchen or anywhere. Then again the child will cry very loudly. All of a sudden the mother will leave everything and she will go and look after the child. Consistent prayer. And there is a beautiful example in Acts chapter 12, versicle 5. It is a story. Peter was in prison. So Herod arrested him and said, you will be killed the next day. And the reading says that was the best day Peter slept very calmly, quietly. He slept very quiet, and he was guarded by 16 soldiers that worked 7 hours in shift, and they locked the gate. There was a group of believers fervently praying for Peter at that time. Friends, when you are here, your family is blessed. Your parents, all your prayers are being heard. Yesterday, we were at Walsingham. Thank you, Jean Campbell and Jean Dendit. We had a very, very beautiful day. We saw many people were praying. I don't think all our prayers will be heard according to our will. No, it won't be. If it is right, then one day Walsingham trip is enough. We have seen people were coming again and again. It was a very lovely, very fine day. Thank you for all your support. And today, yesterday, I prayed, we all prayed for all our parishioners. And today, yesterday we bought a statue of Our Lady of Walsingham, which we will place also on the ampuary. Ampuary is the holy oil, where the holy oil are placed. Thank you, Margaret, for donating the beautiful statue of Our Lady of Walsingham, which she said, I should not say in public. This is not public. This is just our church. So I don't think it is. I haven't said in public. Coming to the gospel passage, in the epistle we see Peter was sleeping because he believed the promises of God. There we see four elements. The first one is deliverance. In the constant prayer we see deliverance. There was an angel came and said, arise quickly, Peter, and his chains fell off his hands. This is what happening when we pray constantly. And the second one, we get a direction. The angel said, go in this direction, put your garment and follow me. When we pray constantly, we get a direction. You go this way, this way, this way. And thirdly, we get a discernment. In the text, versicle 11, we read, Peter had come to himself and he said, now I know for creation certain the Lord has sent his angels and he has delivered from the prison. So the fourth category is delight. Delight comes in constant prayer. God will grant us delight and gladness of heart during the time of conflict. We need to pray continuously. We need to pray every day, every time, because we have a friend in Jesus Christ who helps us, who touches our hands, who touches our life. But sometimes we may not understand why this has happened. What is the meaning? 37-year-old, cancerous patient. The whole church prayed. The whole family prayed. All the acquaintance friends prayed. Nothing changed. And during the funeral time, people asked, Why? What? Does the Lord hear our prayer? The answer is very simple. And in James we say, God heals us in response to the prayer of the faith. And the Philippians says, sometimes he heals, other times he takes us to heaven, which Paul describes as far better. God cannot do evil. God will do better. And we do not know what is better. Only God knows. Therefore, we need to pray constantly. Don't stop. Keep on. Keep going on. Carry our prayer. That's what we can do. Let's ask the Lord the grace for fervent, continuous prayers. Amen.